Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 1 through 23. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it." They said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" He said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room? Where may I eat Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to the man by whom he is betrayed." And they began to question one another which of them it could be that was going to do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Sam Schultheis, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Huntington Beach, California.
In the name of Jesus, amen. One of my favorite college professors was fond of saying, "Christ died for sinners and you qualify." Now that works two ways. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the same is true for the Lord's Supper in our text from St. Luke today. We're both the sinner, starved and enticed by the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh, to eat all manners of poisonous and spiritual foods. And in this sacrament, Christ feeds us his holy body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. The Lord's Supper is for sinners, and you qualify. In Luther's Small Catechism, we hear the question, what's the benefit of eating and drinking? Jesus' word in St. Luke 22 answers that for us. Given for you and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus' word and promise have both the simplicity that a preschooler can understand, believe, and trust in it, and yet a sublime depth that the adult and scholar alike can never fully exhaust their study of God's word. Here in the words of Christ, we have these two truths, that it is Christ's body and blood, and that it is yours as a treasure and gift. Here in Christ's words, we have the whole gospel. And so our Lord's sacrament is a bridge from the cross to the altar, from Jesus' crucifixion to you, from the Passover lamb who is sacrificed for us to the lamb's high feast. Christ could have been given and crucified 1,000 times, and all would have been for naught, if the word of God had not come and been distributed and given to me as a gift, and said, "This is for you, take and have it for yourself." And so these two little words anchor Christ's promise to his benefits, for you. In this way, the Lord's Supper is like the cross. Here, just as in Jesus' death, we behold a blessed exchange, a sacred swap of cosmic proportions. Christ takes your unbelief and gives you his faith in word. Christ takes your self-worship and gives you his self-sacrifice in divine service. Christ takes your name, sinner, and gives you his own, son, saint, and heir of heaven. Christ takes your rebellion and gives you his obedience. Christ takes your lust and gives you his fidelity. Christ takes your gossiping tongue and gives you his word of peace upon your lips. Christ takes your envy and coveting and gives you his charity and compassion. So what is the benefit of this eating and drinking? To us sin-sick men, it is the medicine of immortality. To us who are dead in sin, it is living bread from heaven. To us poor beggars, it is true sacred treasure. To us who are lonely, it is the communion of saints. To the ones attacked by the devil, it is a trusty shield and weapon. To the hungry man, it is life-giving food for body and soul. To the thirsty, it is a cup of blessing overflowing with Jesus' forgiveness. To the faint and weak pilgrim on earth, it is strength and sustenance for the journey ahead. To the man emptied of all self-righteousness, it is Christ's righteousness, which satisfies him with good things, the best things, Christ himself. To Adam's cursed descendants, it is the flesh and blood of Christ which redeems us from that curse. To our troubled consciences, Christ is our consolation and peace. To us, the church on earth, this is the very pulsating heart of the gospel where heaven comes to earth to you. In the Lord's Supper, Jesus is here for you. Jesus' word for you. Jesus' body and blood for you. Jesus' forgiveness for you. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation, abundantly, joyfully, and graciously, for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Sam Schultheis for today's meditation on God's Word.